Now, Adam, given that we're wedged between two...
Pokey stops. Right here, both of them, in range of this room.
We do... This is a public intervention here. We do need to talk to you about your Pokemon Go addiction.
It's only a slight addiction. It's not big.
He's been hunched over his phone for most of the podcast session.
We're in the Adelaide CBD
where we are.
Yeah, but how often are you right between two within range without having to go for a walk at all?
See, this is interesting because I had a friend staying with me who lives in Brisbane and she's been playing Ingress, and her flat, also in the CBD in Brisbane, is in range of many portals. So people wander past and hack portals outside her flat constantly. So
okay, so for those of us who are ignorant of such things, what's the portal?
I didn't know any of these things.
The same company, yeah. So the games are very similar. So the Pokemon Go is a very simple game, and Ingress is the same.
Yeah.
There are portals in Pokemon in Ingress, or there are Poke Gyms in Pokemon, where you can hack them by competing with other players on other teams to try and take over the gym, or the portal, as the case may be.
My understanding of Ingress is basically you're hacking the portal to release, well, if you're the green one, good energy, or if you're the evil one, bad energy.
That's the theme around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this case, we're just trying to hold the gym. Yes. So.
And that is going from my friend's description, as in the good and the bad guys, because the blue entities clearly believe that they are good.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
Try not to make the judgment here.
Greens and blues in Ingress.
They're both augmented reality games. They've taken the map of the world and they've placed special locations around it. Either it'll be a portal, in the case of Ingress, or at the same location, because it's the same database, it'll be a gym. And so in order to access a gym, you have to walk around until you get to within range, which is very close, about 10 metres or something like that, within the location.
And then you can attack the gym.
Or you can wander around and you might, as you're walking, stumble across a Pokemon. And what's nice is because of the way it's done, if you're walking with someone else and the Pokemon appears, you'll both see the same Pokemon and be able to try to catch it together as you're walking by. And if you go and attack a gym with a friend, then they will be there attacking the gym with you. So the augmented reality is about matching this to real-life geographical locations.
If you attack a gym with a friend, does that increase your chances of catching a Pokemon?
You've already caught the Pokemon. Now you're trying to beat the gym with other Pokemon that you own. Or you collect it, because it's not really an ownership thing, is it? Because Pokemon are their own beings.
Like
you
cats,
can never really own a Pokemon.
With Ingress, yes, I believe that's the case.
Yes, okay.
And this is part of the reason that my friend likes this so much, is that it actually means she'll go and park somewhere and then walk for quite a lot, often with other people, while they go and hack things.
I started doing it because Caitlin's doing it. And Caitlin and I will go for a walk in the evening, and we get to spend this time together doing a walk in the suburb to go past the three gyms in the area and come back home again after collecting whatever Pokemon we get.
I must admit, I was down at Semaphore one bright, sunny Saturday noonish, and there were all these people sitting on a grassy hillside all doing Pokemon Go-y things.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of people out of us. I know people complaining that they're looking at their phone. On the other hand, they're going for these walks to do it, and it won't work in a car. You have to actually walk.
They're actually sitting on a hillside. Yeah. They weren't doing much walking.
I was in Perth recently, and there were several bits on the news about people playing Pokemon Go being hit by cars, watching where they were going, and disrupting traffic badly.
It's apparently natural selection.
Perth hates Pokemon Go and has been having an issue with it.
Yeah, but those that insist on looking at their phones while crossing the road, they will be winnowed from the gym.
Something along those lines. But it's pleasant. You're walking, I go to the gym and there's three other people standing around and we can sort of chat as we're doing it and be semi-social.
So again, the police initially were not sure what to make of Ingress, and I assume also Pokemon Go, because people would be huddled in weird places.
Yes, and it should be said that the gyms are located on landmarks of various types. That doesn't mean you're really allowed to go up to the landmark.
Yes, playgrounds. Playing Ingress.
Yes, there are issues around it.
Yes.